reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yes.
You won!
Yay!
You get a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Awesome!
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Let me turn my mic down because I sound really loud for some reason.
Why are you yelling at me, man?
I don't know why I'm yelling at you, but I am. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello, my friend. This is Warren.
Hey, Warren.
All right. This is a little off topic, man.
We don't have any. We don't have any topics.
Yeah, you're not going to get chastised for.
Yeah, you're not going to get in trouble. We don't do that here.
Okay. I'm going to call it again about our friend down in South Alabama or North Florida or whatever. In that area, he kind of bounces around down there. Our friend David Harbin.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember him being on the air last year. He and I came up.
I remember that.
Okay. You have a great memory, by the way. I mean, you remember things that I think are fantastic.
No, I don't, but I appreciate you saying that.
But, He has been doing a lot of investigating the last, several months,
uh-huh.
6 months at least. And, he has got some really explosive information on some of our politicians here in Alabama.
Yeah.
And if you would be interested in any of it, he'd like to be on the show again. And either he'll drive up here again or maybe just on the phone or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. I'd love to do a phone interview with him. Okay. I need to talk to him beforehand. But
I was gonna. I guess be okay to give you his phone number. Over.
No, don't do that. Well, what I'll do is put you on hold, and you can give Jason his number. That'd be the way to do it. Instead, I don't want everybody having his.
Yeah, he definitely wants to talk to you before he either calls in or whatever.
Right. Okay, if you'll hold on, Mr. Warren, I'll let you talk to Jason. Okay.
Okay.
Hang on. All right, Jason, okay. You got it. I think. Wait, did I got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Got it?
Got it.
Hey, caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Terry.
Hi.
It's always
Spam.
Hey,
how are you, sir?
Good to have you too. Listen, I'm so glad. You know, I enjoy your show, and I respect
you. You enjoy all the shows on this network. I hear you on all.
Well, you know what? Some of them more than others.
I really
dig what the information y'all put out. And even when it's painful and hurtful, Postman's got a lot of wisdom there, and he may be sharing the truth, but I don't want to hear that about the beef and the chicken.
I know, I don't either.
Yeah, no, man, that hurts. Yeah,
hey, I love it too, now.
I know, man. Oh, listen, in all seriousness, a few days ago, there's a shortage of pork. They're having to kill all the hogs, swine flu in China.
Really?
And there's rumors that may be what pushes the country. I mean, you know, talk is cheap. But it may be what pushes folks over the edge into revolution. But
something better, because people don't care, Sam. They don't care.
Now, you know, that's the that really is the heart of it.
It is. What do we do? How can we wake people up?
You know, I do think about that. And in all seriousness, it's like this last week while you were gone, and you heard all the news.
What's
and the president was doing his pep rallies, which were great. I was spending time in Montgomery, and I got to see all of them. And I'm watching the foolishness, and it's all the arrogance that comes across between Biden and when the president was in Minnesota, he called out our little Somali. Bushmeat buddy, what's her name?
Ilhan Omar, or whatever her name is.
Yeah, Omar.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I was always taught I shouldn't say taught, but I've just heard that if you're doing something wrong, potentially corrupt, you got to keep your mouth shut.
Bingo.
And not draw attention to yourself.
Exactly.
And there's no shame.
No.
Absolutely. It's just, but I wanted to say, I read your piece earlier in the week about the cab driver. I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you.
And, me wrapping up this, just saying, hey, all week, Greg Budell talked about the board had changed and he had new buttons and all kind of information. And so I could just see him sitting there thinking, well, you know, Saturday's coming and let's mess with Terry. And don't yeah, sorry. All right, that's it, man. I'm just glad the show's back, and I hope you all have a very good evening.
Always enjoy your calls. Right.
I hope so. All right, out here.
Bye. I like Sam. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I hate I missed the first part.
Yeah, I know. But thank you for what you did there, Team Green. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, let's see. Something that you'll be interested in, Postman. I'd never heard this term before until I found this today. The Goldilocks zone.
Mm-hmm. Familiar with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, not the fairy tale, not the little chick. You're
talking about Earth.
Yeah. Well, NASA has what's called an exoplanet exploration program where they're looking. It used to be called the Drake Equation, where this really smart guy that had a lot of letters behind his name, whose last name was Drake, came up with this idea, this formula. If there's X number of planets out there, then X divided by percentage point, da 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 da. This many can be inhabitable by intelligent life. Well, that's been revised. Now, apparently, there's a lot more planets that aren't too big, aren't too small, but are, hence the Goldilocks term, just right. See, for decades, the Goldilocks zone has been the go-to shorthand for scientists. More formally known as the habitable zone, it's the region around a star where the temperature is just right for liquid water to pool on the surface with planets that have suitable atmospheres for life. Well, there's more than you ever thought.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, everything is weird because everything you've been saying is coming to fruition, which everything you've been saying is kind of goes against what we've been taught our whole lives. So now they're revising what they've taught us our whole lives, and it's all coming into the same platitude as what you've been saying. It's interesting to watch.
Yeah, and the closest one is 3.3 light years from here.
Which is not that far.
You know, it's a long way when you're talking miles. It's like
relatively speaking.
Yeah, it's like 18.6 trillion miles from here.
Oh,
and yeah,
better fill up before you go.
That's a long way.
Uh-huh.
But it's in a the star that's at the center of the system is a small red star, but it's not a brown dwarf. It's toward a brown dwarf, but it's not a brown dwarf. I'm talking about the Alpha Centauri system.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that star puts out a little bit more radiation than any human probably could stand.
Mm-hmm.
at one point.
If we're looking at a human type life form,
right? Uh huh.
But
yeah,
you know, that's the thing that kills me is when humans, we're creatures of habit. When we think about alien life, we think of either Robbie the Robot from the old black and white movies, or we think of something that's a biped, two legs, two arms, head. Well, you know, there could be life form that could be in the shape of a M&M. We don't know. You know, we have no idea.
Yeah.
What else is out there?
Now, take another star system, for instance. There's eight planets in this system. This system is has a star, has an M-class. It's a G-class. A G-class star.
Just like
our sun. It's a little smaller. It's a little smaller than our sun. There's eight planets in this system, and in this one, in this system, it's the fourth planet that has water on it, and it's like 11.6 light years from here, and that'll put it around 66 trillion miles if you want to look at it in miles, but it has two planets in it that's habitable, and one planet is about 80% of the size of this one, that Earth that we're living on, and it had water on it. This one, though.
Wow, that's the key.
Yeah, that's the key, and it's in the Goldilocks zone, as you say. As a matter of fact, there's three little planets that's within there, and to determine what the Goldilocks zone is one AU all the way out to 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
5.5.
And remind everybody what an AU is.
That's the distance
between the Earth and the Moon.
It's 93 million miles.
Okay.
Between the Earth and the Sun.
Earth and the Sun, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's 93 million miles.
Wow. Well, hang on to that thought. We got to hit a break. But 3 minutes, very short. We'll be right back.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Wire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylukewire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homer. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Amen. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. We'll be here with you till 10. Thank you for being with us. Postman, finish your remark. We're talking about what's called the Goldilocks zone. We're looking for habitable planets. The way they used to do it was called the Drake Equation. Well, now they've got a better way to do it because of all the, I guess, all the exploration we've done with the different probes we've sent out. But there apparently are a lot more planets that are capable of supporting life than we were ever led to believe. Take it away, Postman.
And people don't understand that there are some planets in our solar system. Believe it or not, folks, these planets' orbits are so long, they're so wide, until they hadn't even transited in the inner part of our solar system yet. There's some of them have an orbit longer than 3,600 years, like Planet X. Yes.
Yep. Wow.
We hadn't even seen them yet. Hadn't even seen them all. Because, reason why I say that, because there's 66 planets in our solar system. And they make it seem like there's 8, and it's actually more than that.
Because if we can't see them all at one time, we tend not to recognize their existence.
That if we can't see them with a scope or a solar system.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they're out there transiting and we don't see them with everything else, then we just don't believe they're there.
Right. And on top of that, they're not going to tell us.
No, they're not.
No.
Because they're liars.
Just think about it. There's a huge planet in our solar system. It's out in the Kuiper Belt. One of them as a matter of fact, they hadn't officially gave all of them a name, but the Anunnaki knows what they are, and they've named some of them. There's one, for instance, that Setna. They've named that one. That one's huge.
Setna.
But it's out in the Kuiper Belt, and they've got a misrepresentation of it online, making it seem like it's a lot smaller than it is, but it's not. It's huge. It's huge.
Huge. Big. Yeah. It's the size that makes it so big.
Right.
Huge.
Huge. Huge.
And they they don't tell us. They don't tell us how many systems are out there. But if you would actually look on a real clear night at the Milky Way, if you look to the south, that's where
everything's stuff out there, man.
Everything's most concentrated. If you look toward Sagittarius, toward the south, on a real clear night, every part of the solar the galaxy that looks like a where the stars are real concentrated,
mm-hmm.
those are called globular star clusters.
Globular.
Yes.
That's a cool word.
All right, globular star clusters. And
name of a band.
But in most cases, they're not globular star clusters. These are solar systems inside of a sphere, like our solar system is inside of a sphere. And believe it or not, people, our solar system is 3.4 billion miles in circumference. And that's a long way.
It's like a spiraling vortex, isn't it?
It looks like a Dyson sphere.
Ah.
And if you look at it, you know, from a distance, you know, because of the coupled with the sun's magnetic field and Jupiter and Saturn's magnetic field, that keeps everything keeps it all together, in other words. And with the other planets that are orbiting out there, if you ever seen a picture of a Dyson sphere, it actually looks just like that.
Wow.
And most of all the primordial debris is it goes back into an accretion disk, and it builds up and it makes it like a huge planet or a huge dome or a huge Dyson sphere, just suspended in space. And if you look on a star chart or either just look up with your naked eye, you see a globular cluster. There are solar systems in those globular clusters, just like our solar system is in this globular cluster.
Wow.
It shines just like a star from a distance. But, you know, that's just the way it works. And we've got, believe it or not, there's 52 star systems in our local group. And
52?
Yes, that's quite a bit. It's quite
a
bit.
It is.
Yeah.
That's way over my head. It is. It's way over my head.
Well, I guess it's got to do the research on it.
I can't think long enough to research much these days.
And you know, it's kind of weird. I guess they got to keep Star Trek like it's real, but some of the names of the star systems and some of the different planets, that they mentioned on the show, I've looked some of them up and they exist. Believe it or not.
Well, yeah. I mean, like Jason was talking about, they have to. It's free will. They have to tell us. We have to know where this is leading us because we have to be. We have to, according to the agreement between good and evil, we have to do it on our own. We can't be tricked into it. We have to want to pursue this. So, but we have to know what's at the end of the road, and they're telling us and showing us, but they're calling it entertainment.
Right.
Yeah. It's a trick because who's the biggest liar? Satan. That's
truth
how it works.
Truth in fiction, because oftentimes the truth is stranger than fiction.
You better believe it is, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, but star system has the coolest names to me. Like one, I mean, it just sticks out like a sore thumb. Not a sore thumb, but a good representation.
Yeah, sore thumbs is underrated.
A good representation. A good representation of what it is. The name of the system is Wolf 359. I mean, that's...
Wolf,
yeah.
359. Who could... The one who finds them gets to name them.
I guess, yeah, the person's last name.
Yeah.
And, it must have been Wolf.
And there's a habitable planet. It's a super Earth that's in that. And...
There's a radio show. There was a radio show called Wolf 359.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up. Go ahead.
Right. And there's a star that's in this system.
Uh-huh.
They call it Barnard Star. And there's a super Earth orbiting that planet, and orbiting that star in the Goldilocks zone, as we'll be talking about.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Wolf 350. That is amazing.
Yes, it is. And there's one that's nearby. I've been trying to triangulate it, you know, on star charts, but I can't find it. I actually pulled it up one day, and I pulled it up and looked at it several times, but I went back and tried to do it again, and it. and the screen went black and some
that was one I
told you about that that they didn't want me back on the site.
No, they didn't. You did a bad thing.
And it showed the different types of creatures that lived on the planet. Also, it had it off on the side.
If you don't talk, just don't talk about giant spiders. I can't handle that. It was named for a German astronomer named Max Wolf.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got to name it, so he named it for Max Wolf. Well, thankfully, they didn't call it Max Wolf 359.
Well, did he get to name 358 more planets?
I don't think so. Where do they come up with 359?
That designation usually come sometimes, you know, with a sector, because if you look at it, everything is pretty much numbered from the Alpha Quadrant all the way out to the Delta Quadrant. And if you understand what I mean by Alpha, Delta, Gamma, Delta Quadrant, you take the galaxy and split it up in four pieces. Just draw a cross through the center of it, and it'll split it up into four pieces, and those are the quadrants.
There's a reason you brought up Wolf 359. Did you know there was an Outer Limits, 1964, there was an Outer Limits TV episode called Wolf 359. When a scientist recreates the environment of a distant planet, its accelerated rate of evolution suggests a shocking future for mankind.
Yeah, and they could have been
tied together.
They could have been talking about Barnard Star them, you know, because that's one of the destinations that's on the list for man to go to.
Wow. This is, and of course, apparently there's a regular show, season, Wolf 359.
Huh. Yeah.
This is unreal.
Yeah.
So they're using, we know that they manipulate the news because they're doing a narrative. They control our perception, which is basically mind control. Apparently, they're also using entertainment, doing radio shows, TV shows, to set in, they're doing something there. Maybe it's subconscious. They're setting this stuff up for something.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, and if somebody's out there correcting me if I'm wrong, I think that was the star system they went to in the movie Interstellar, because Earth was had been spent.
Interstellar?
Yeah, in the movie Interstellar.
You know I don't watch movies much.
Matthew McConaughey and...
Oh, no wonder I don't watch it. I don't like him. I can't.
Sandra Bullock?
No.
Could have been.
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, okay.
It was actually a good movie. Well, it's got some good...
She's no whatever her name was, Sandra Bullock, but she'll do, I guess. A team of explorers travel through a wormhole in space in an attempt to ensure Earth's survival. Earth's future has been riddled with disasters, famines, and droughts. There's only one way to ensure mankind's survival, interstellar travel. A newly discovered wormhole in the far reaches of our solar system allows a team of astronauts to go where no man's gone before, a planet that may have the right environment to sustain human life. Let's see if it tells us what the name of the planet is. No, apparently not yet. Please, God, don't make me have to watch it. Yeah. Oh, John Lithgow's in it. Well, maybe I spoke too soon. I like.
Yeah, they actually built a vessel. They actually dug up dirt off Earth and took it in and put it on the inside of the ship.
Yeah,
and it had artificial gravity, and it had trees, streets, houses, and everything on it. It was so big.
We got to hit a break.
Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna get into some of that science fiction stuff when we get back. I want to talk about a movie that I saw not too long ago. But we'll be back.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, after some drenching rains from Nestor today, the effects from Nestor will be fading out as we start to dry out tonight. Cloudy, maybe some clearing towards dawn. Overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow, going to be a nice day. Good bit of sunshine, a warmer day, high in the low 80s. We'll be in the low 80s Monday. Much of the day will be dry, but there could be some strong to severe storms by Monday night as a strong cold front moves through the state. We're watching that situation. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Welcome back to the program. We were talking about entertainment and how they're showing us truths, and they have to. It's part of this whole free will. You can't be deceived into going down a certain path. You have to decide to do it yourself.
Right.
So they don't tell us. Yeah. Or they show us, but they tell us it's entertainment.
Right. And they were laughing at us at the same time. And
you better believe it.
And taking the money out of your pocket and fleecing you at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, and people laugh at me when I say this, but it's all going to come out in the wash, and I'm going to be proven right. We all are. Mm-hmm. There is a depopulation effort. There's been a depopulation effort going for quite a while on this planet. They don't want to outright kill us. What they want to do is suck every red cent out of our accounts first, and then we die. That's the ideal way to do it, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, and systematically, you know, harvest us. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, I kind of feel sorry for the little girl that was in Birmingham. I mean, the one that came up missing. I mean, she was...
I don't...
She's,
What are we talking about?
The one that came up missing that they abducted. Yeah, Cupcake.
I don't know what you're talking about. When did this happen?
Oh, that's right. You were gone, weren't you?
I don't know what y'all are talking about. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, there's a little girl that was at a birthday party, Jason.
Yeah, it was a birthday party. Yeah. I don't know all the details of it, but...
But she came up missing?
Yes. They actually caught it on camera. The guy that actually, you know, came and took him away. He actually didn't pick her up. He actually told him, you know, to follow him or whatever, what it seemed
and
like.
They did.
So, yeah, and they followed her.
And what did he kill her?
No, they hadn't found her yet. But who knows? She could be out of the country by now.
Yeah, I understand they did like a raid. They cordoned off a whole block and went in and raided someplace, but didn't find her.
So they know who the guy is?
I don't know.
They got him on video. Do they know who he is?
Well, actually, you know those videos. They're not pretty, you know.
Oh, tell me about it. Tell me about it. We got close up. Never mind. No point getting into that. And police said, well, it's not usable.
Right.
What? What's the point in having them if they're not usable? But that's
a whole
other story.
God, the camera was sitting a pretty good ways away from where they were.
They get a vehicle or anything?
That one in the frame. They watched them as they walked out of the frame.
That's crazy. Yeah. So she's gone.
Most likely, there's a $25,000 reward. The governor has set a $25,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know y'all hate for me to get away from this pedophilia subject, but let me get into something else real quick. There was an article back in the year 1924 about the Illuminati and the people worried about them taking over. So, this was in the Joplin Globe. It laid out the six principles or goals of the Illuminati. First, the abolition of government. Second, the abolition of patriotism. Third, the abolition of private property. Fourth, the abolition of all rights of inheritance. Fifth, the abolition of religion. Finally, the abolition of the family relations. How about that?
And, you know, there's one word to sum that up there. One word.
Suppository.
No.
Okay. What?
Draconian.
Draconian. That's their way of doing things?
Yes, exactly.
Total control.
We have Frank on line one.
Frank!
Hey, guys. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
Frank. I'm doing good. Doing very good,
actually. You sound good.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, I want to lay some stuff on you that's a little bit heavy tonight, okay?
Lay it on us, baby.
I've been researching all week long, and I come up with some interesting stuff here.
I'll bet.
Let me take you to Ezekiel 39:11. It says, on that day I will give God a burial place in Israel in the valley of those who travel east of the sea. It will block the way of the travelers because Gog and all his hordes will be buried there.
You're saying Gog, G-O-G?
Right.
Mm-hmm. G-O-G.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, like Gog and Magog.
Gotcha.
So what we call the Valley of Hamon Gog, Hamon Gog, Gog. Okay.
Hang on a second, Frank. Say that word again, Ammon?
Hamon, Hamon, okay. Gog, the Valley of Hamon Gog, Hamon Gog.
Okay.
Okay,
go ahead.
The name of the valley in which the slaughtered forces of Gog are to be buried. All right? Now, okay. Who is Magog? Let's start with that, okay? Because Gog is the ruler of Magog. If you go back to Noah, Magog is the son of Jacob, all right? And his sons were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshach, and Tyre. And Gog and Magog is the ruler of Magog and the prince of Meshach and Tubal, a dynamic and sinister leader of ungodly peoples from far distance from Israel who leads the final attack against God's people, okay? Which is explained in Ezekiel 38, 39, and Revelation 20, 7 through 9, all right?
All right.
Now, Magog is also known as Sisalitan, S-C-Y-T-H-I-A-N. Sisalitan is also called Seka and Skabi, a member of the tribe people, originally from Iranian stock that migrated westward from Central Asia to southern Russia and Ukraine.
Okay? Oh, Ukraine.
So Magog, Gog and Magog, are basically from Ukraine.
Oh, my God.
What's been all over the news lately?
The Ukraine. That's what we were talking about this on break.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. Not lately either.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Jesus, it's just extraordinary.
Confidential briefing with four of his disciples, okay, in three different gospels. And I'm going to stop there for a minute because everything that is happening right now was told to us in the Old Testament and the Book of Enoch, okay? And let me explain why. In Jesus' confidential briefing with four of his disciples, starting in Matthew 24:13, as in the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man.
Right.
Okay? Matthew 24:25 says, see, I have told you ahead of time. All right? Mark 13 talks about the destruction of the temple and the signs of the end times. And then Luke 17:26 says, and just as the days of Noah, it also be the days of the Son of Man. Okay?
Right.
Every one of these verses and these chapters or series of chapters by these disciples all started with and ended with, let no man deceive you. Okay? Deception is the weapon of Satan. And deception is not coming to the earth. It is coming to the body of Christ. Okay?
Well, it says that?
No, that's just to summarize it.
Okay.
Because that's what deception is. Deception is coming to the body of Christ.
I got you. Okay.
All right. But my point is this, and what I'm about to cover was all explained in Enoch. All right? If you go back to Genesis 6, and it talks about when humans begin to increase in the number of earth, and daughters are born to them, the sons of God saw them, and the daughters, and, you know,
beautiful,
we took
them wives, okay? All they chose, yeah.
Yes, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Okay,
right.
And then you go to Jude 6, and the angels did not stay within their own position. And in 2 Peter, it tells you the same thing. So it's intertwined all throughout the Bible. 2 Peter says he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah. Okay,
right.
Why was Noah saved?
Because he had pure blood. His blood had not been corrupted.
Why?
Why?
How many people survived the flood?
Noah, his wife, and how many others?
I think there were like eight, weren't they?
I don't know.
Okay. The Bible tells us fairly clearly, okay, that Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives, but he also tells us in Genesis 5. The problem is we overlook it, right? When Enoch lived for 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. Enoch walked with God, and he fathered Methuselah 300 years, and he had other sons and daughters. And the days of Enoch were 365 years, and then he was not no more, for God took him. Okay?
Right.
Enoch survived the flood. Noah was chosen because his blood was pure, because he was the grandson of Enoch.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Have you ever heard of the Great Wall of Gorgon?
It's weird you say that. I have recently, but I had never heard of it before a week or two ago.
Okay. The Great Wall of Gorgon and the Great Wall of China. The Great Wall of Gorgon was built basically around what is now Iran.
Right.
And happens to be around southern Russia and Ukraine. Okay?
Yeah.
The Great Wall of Gorgon and then, of course, the Great Wall of China. And I'm contending, and I've got a whole bunch of research I'm still working on, guys. They were built to keep out the Rephaim.
The who? Oh, the Rephaim, yeah.
Yeah, the Rephaim, period.
That makes sense.
The Rephaim, however you want to pronounce it, okay?
Yeah, sure.
They were built out to keep out the giant. Now, you know, I mentioned the Genesis 14 war, or the Nephilim war, but let me ask you this. How many, before I say that, go to Revelation 20. When 1,000 years are over, Satan shall be released from his prison and will go forth and deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth, and Gog and Magog, and to gather them for battle. Okay?
Okay.
In that battle, the numbers are like sand on the seashore. Their numbers are massive, okay? And later it tells us they're actually going to be 200 million. But how many giants by name are mentioned in the Bible?
I don't know.
Goliath. 22.
Okay.
22, I've got all the research. I've got every Bible verse, everything that backs it up.
Okay.
There's 22 giants actually named in the Bible.
Wow.
The problem is, nobody's ever talked about it before.
No, they don't.
Okay? In any kind of depth. How many Bible verses are there about giants?
I don't know, Frank.
Just take a shot.
Three.
Terry, I'll send this to you, email when
please.
I'm done later tonight.
Okay.
There's 32 Bible verses about giants and the Nephilim.
Wow.
And the rest is heat. Okay?
Okay.
Where did we ever learn that?
About giants?
No, about, I mean, the number of times they're mentioned in the Bible.
I don't know.
I mean, they dominate. And when you really look at it and really digest it, okay?
Yeah.
But here's the thing that I really want to throw at you tonight. If you go to Joel 2 and Revelation 9, it talks about the Nephilim and the Watchers, okay? And okay. The 200 million man army. In Joel 2, 3 through 8, a fire devours before them, and behold them, a flame burst, and the land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them is a desolate wilderness. Surely nothing shall escape them. Their appearance is like an appearance of horses, and like swift steeds they run, okay? Then it goes on to say, they are like the mighty men or the giver. They climb a wall like the man of war. And if you compare that to Revelation 9 through 7, the shape of the locusts is like, were like horses, mm-hmm. and it goes on and on and on. My point is, the 200 million man army that supposedly comes after the thousand year reign of Christ, I believe is the Nephilim army. But I'm almost convinced now that the 1,000 years that we've been taught, actually, it was set, and maybe you can help me with the postman, but I think that the 1,000 years, I think we're over the 1,000-year period.
I was wondering.
I think we're on the cusp of what's about to happen, and I think Ukraine's one of the keys.
Wow.
And you may be correct. You just might be correct. I mean, I'm not certain, you know, because I hadn't done any research as you have on that. But I wouldn't doubt it.
There is. Ukraine is the key. There's something going on there.
There's something.
Yeah, okay. Right.
And then see, if you do this, if you go one step further, if you go to Revelation 9, 15 through 16, so the four angels who have been prepared for the hour and the day and the month of the year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now that number in the army of the horsemen were 200 million. I heard the number of them, okay?
Right.
If you read that, and if you've only read the 66 books of what we call the canon or the Bible,
mm-hmm.
you don't have any idea what they're talking about.
True.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea.
Right.
Okay? Where is a 200 million man army right now today going to get 200 million horsemen?
It's a good question. There's not one.
No, there's not that many horses.
No, there's
okay.
not.
Gog and Magog from the land of Magog are the return of the Nephilim to take out, to take on the body of Christ.
Wow.
When you tie it all into today's news, it blew me away.
Yeah.
You know? And then there's one other thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you remember that website that I sent you?
Yes.
The one about all the Dead Sea Scrolls,
yes,
and so forth?
Yes, excellent site, yeah.
Yeah, there's one that's in there that's extremely interesting, okay? And this is all registered by the Nation of Israel, copyrighted. Its publication is a public domain because of its Dead Sea Scrolls. It's called Nephilim 1, the Dead Sea Scroll Collection, okay? And it's only in French. It doesn't have the whole thing, and it's kind of a boring. But it talks about, you know, until it gets to the interesting part. It talks about the giants and the dreams that they had. But then it goes on to say, "But when I heard, I ran fast because I was young and naked." Okay, and it goes on to talk about how apparently she met Am. All right, this lady's name is. And it's N-A-E-L-T-A-M-A-U-K.
Wow.
Okay? And if you look that up, that is the Nephilim, or the wife of Ham. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And at this, according to this Dead Sea Scroll, it's the Nephilim wife of Ham that helped repopulate the earth, and is the only Nephilim that could have wrote this entire thing. And it's called the Nephilim One from the Dead Sea Scroll Collections, and if you read through it, it's breathtaking.
Wow.
Okay,
you're talking about Anak, right? If that's the one you're
no,
talking
not
about?
Anak.
Oh, okay.
No. Her name is it's
a weird name.
Yeah, it's a weird name. N A E L T A M A U K. okay, who is the wife of Ham, okay? And then if you go to Genesis 9:18, and the sons of Noah that went forth from the ark, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan, okay? But everything points to the Nephilim. And I thought maybe it was like we talked about, I don't know, a month ago or whatever, mm-hmm. It might have came through animals, you know, how the Nephilim survived.
Right.
But according to this and what I've read here, it definitely came through Ham, and it probably came through Japheth, okay, in the form of Gog and Magog.
Wow.
And what's happening today, okay?
Yeah.
But my whole point is, guys, I don't, and we've talked about before, because a lot of this, a lot of this is Old Testament, okay?
Right.
Then you compare it to Revelation, which is the last book in the Bible, the New Testament. It's not in chronological order.
No, it's not.
Okay?
It's confusing.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, you know, and how it falls out. But it's so specific about Gog and Magog, and then when you do the research, I mean, you know, type that in, S-C-Y. Phain, and it's the same thing as Magog, and it tells you exactly where it's southern Russia and Ukraine.
Wow. Wow. And that's why Ukraine is in the news so much now.
Yeah. Because there's something going on.
Well,
and I think that's how close we are.
Frank, I was telling the guys, I saw a story this past week where a couple adopted in like an 8-year-old girl from the Ukraine. And the mother awoke one night with a child standing over her with a knife saying, kill, kill, kill. There were all other kind of incidences, and now the parents left the house and the child, and they're claiming this was not a child. This was like a 30-year-old woman in the body of a child. It's just weird, demonic stuff coming out of the Ukraine.
Yeah. You know, and here it is, like I said, if you go to the Hebrew dictionary and look up Gog and Magog, it tells you this. Gog is the ruler of Magog and the prince of Meshach and Tubal, the dynamic and sinister leader of ungodly peoples related to Israel, whom he leads in the final assault against the people of God. Okay?
Wow.
So it tells you right there, dynamic and sinister. And everything that's happening, and that's a perfect description of you know, what you just said.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I know that's a bit heavy.
Yeah, but it fits right. It ties more stuff together.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Wow.
You know, and because, you know, you've heard of, you know, Gog and Magog, and I've heard all these from my life, you know, Gog, you know.
Gog's you Russia, know, Magog's this, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard all that, too.
Exactly. Okay? Nope. Everything to me, it all starts with Ukraine.
Yep.
That's where it's all centering around. And everything is about to transpire and affect the entire world, whatever's going on in Ukraine.
Wow. That is cool. Well, we know where to set our sights in researching this week.
Yeah.
Ukraine.
Yeah, I just found it interesting. So I thought I'd throw that in tonight.
Thank you. Good stuff, man, as always.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Frank.
All right.
Take care, buddy.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Did I miss the quarter break?
Yeah. You did. Mm-hmm.
I did. Okay, fine. Jump on me. Pile on me. Go ahead. That's fine. Well, in a couple of minutes, I'll go ahead and we'll do them both at once. How about that?
Yeah.
Ukraine. That's amazing. I just had a weird feeling something was going on there, and Frank kind of verified that.
I have, too. It's not just what's popping up in the news about Ukraine. It's just little bitty things here and there. Just out of nowhere.
Yeah. Why that little, you know, why Ukraine?
Lots of little irrelevant facts and things that just pop up, and I'm like, that's interesting.
Oh!
Why am I seeing and hearing about
God,
the
what
Ukraine
is that
right now?
From what I'm looking at, it said this is the Dajjal.
What is that? The speak Antichrist. Speak English. I don't know what you're talking about. What is that?
That's a Muslim name for the Antichrist.
Wouldn't surprise me. That's freaky. I don't want to see something like that again. That's crazy. Ugh. That's worse than the spiders. Got to quit bringing that creepy stuff here, man. That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Folks, never before in the history of the planet have we needed true discernment, especially stuff we're talking about. As Postman said the last time we were all together, our tormentor will come from elsewhere, as will our Redeemer. The key is knowing the difference, which is which. That's where discernment comes in. To discern spirits, we must dwell with him who is holy, and he will give the revelation and unveil the mask of satanic power on all lines. Smith Wigglesworth, and yes, that's a real name, said that. Charles Spurgeon said, discernment is not a matter of simply telling the difference between right and wrong. Rather, it is the difference between right and almost right. That's so very, very true, Charles Spurgeon. And Andrew Strom said, know your holy God intimately. When you have seen his glory, his holiness, and his love by drawing close to him in prayer, then you can usually see through any counterfeits because you know the real thing so well. Well said, Andrew. All right, now we're going to hit those two breaks in a row. We will be right back.
Thanks for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe some.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service, Tire City.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. You have their number?
But the best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try